The Business News Hour is brought to you by the Greater Des Moines Partnership, the economic and community development organization serving Central Iowa, DesMoinesMetro.com, and Arion Technology, HR and contact center solutions, all under one roof at AUREON.com.
It is the Business News Hour. Thanks so very much for hanging out with us. We have been blessed on one other occasion to have a senior from Valley High School join us talking about his business. And so this is the second time. His name, this gentleman, is J.J. Kapoor, and he is the founder of something called the Turbinator. We're going to find out more about that and a little bit more about J.J. and his Sikh faith here in just a moment. J.J., welcome to the Business News Hour. Great to have you here, sir.
Michael, thanks for having me.
I think your story is fascinating because your story contains so much hope and promise for young people. You just are entering senior high, right? I mean, as a senior,
yes,
at Valley.
That's right.
And you've been competing in national competitions in speech?
Yes, in speech. In high school speech competitions in the category of original oratory. We're basically students, we write a speech about a topic we're passionate about, a societal issue. It's a problem-solution speech. So the problem I talked about is this idea that society is adopting the danger of a single story, and where we love simplified soundbite narratives, mm-hmm. and it's easy for us to comprehend, but we're not so good with those complexities. And that's a little bit about what my speech
facts and details tend to sometimes escape us.
Yes.
Yes.
Right.
I would heartily agree with that. We've been through a couple of election cycles where that has been the case, for sure. Interesting stuff. All right. And so you are also a member of a minority faith group here in the Greater Des Moines Metro. Tell us about that.
So I am a part of the Sikh faith. So the religion I practice is called Sikhism. And what's really interesting is that the Sikh faith actually originated in northern India in about the late 1400s. And there's a few major practices of the Sikh faith. The main interesting thing a lot of people don't know is that the Sikh religion is actually the fifth largest religion in the world. And to put that in perspective, Judaism is the sixth largest religion in the world. So there's a lot of Sikhs out there. There's about 500,000 Sikhs in America, and about where I live in Iowa, there's about 500 Sikhs. But the major characteristic is the Sikh scriptures are really interesting because they're the only scriptures that start out with a number, one.
Really?
Our scriptures start out with Ik Onkar, which means God is one. So we are by definition a monotheistic faith, and straight off the bat, right when you open up our holy scriptures. But the interesting implication from that is that because we have one God, we believe everyone is equal in the eyes of one God. So we are huge into oneness and unity. And we believe that there's no caste system. We believe that men and women are equal. It doesn't matter what religion you're part of, what social status you're part of. Everyone is equal in the Sikh faith. So that's a huge characteristic.
It is a huge characteristic, and one that you and I would share. Shema Yisrael Adonai Eloheinu Adonai Echad. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. All right? So again, you know, we would share that particular view. Interestingly enough, however, because of your faith, and you have certain practices, very visible practices in your faith, oftentimes you're mistaken for people that you are not, correct?
That's right.
Tell us about that.
I think, you know, this really became evident to me about a few years ago. And my family and I, we were walking into a fast food restaurant here in Des Moines, Iowa. And as we're ordering our meal, a group of teenagers pointed at my family. And one of them looked at my father straight in the eyes and shouted, "Hey, Osama, go home." I remember thinking to myself, I'm an American. I've lived in this country my entire life. My father and my mother have lived in Iowa the past 20 years. This is our home. And I guess to put it in perspective for all of your listeners out there, Sikhs wear a turban. And they wear this turban to cover their long hair because as a Sikh, you never cut your hair.
Right.
And so it's this identifier that often causes a lot of mislabeling.
And that mislabeling can be hurtful. And when you are perhaps – I don't want to put words in your mouth, but I suspect when those types of things happen, is it difficult to turn that around, or is it through education that you're attempting to do this with this new format that you have called the Turbinator?
You know, it is – it's definitely difficult, but I think the one way I've learned to combat any source of hate and discrimination and violence in the world – is at the end of the day through a sense of humor. And, you know, what I've really started to understand is that if you can laugh at yourself, that is so important in today's society. A lot of us just can't laugh at ourselves.
That's true.
And I think not only that, but you're so right, Michael. A lot of it is just about, you know, gaining awareness and spreading awareness about who we are. And so that's what, as you're mentioning, I started this group called the Iowa Sikh Turbinators. And the whole mission is to... It's in the name. It's to turbinate the negative stigma surrounding Sikhism. And a lot of that is just through community service and getting out there and having a sense of humor and working with other groups.
Isn't it odd? J.J. Kapoor, ladies and gentlemen, he's an incoming senior at Valley High School, is who we're talking with. Isn't it odd, though, in this day of social media and so much information is being available that people still get the wrong impression?
It's very strange. And you're right. What's really interesting was that there was recently a study conducted by Stanford University. And they found that 70% of Americans can't identify a picture of a Sikh man as a Sikh. But what's more alarming is that 50% of Americans associate the turban with Osama bin Laden, despite the fact that 99% of Americans who wear a turban
are not.
Are Sikh. And so it's actually so interesting that whereas the turban should be a symbol of Sikhism, it's instead evolved into this symbol of terrorism.
Isn't that odd?
And that's what we're – that's what so many of our families are trying to deal with.
I'm sure it is. Well, it is such a visible reminder, and people go, wow, what is that? And rather sometimes than ask the questions that need to be asked or educate ourselves, it's easier to maybe point and say things that are hurtful among people that just don't know. Where can people find out more about the Turbinator?
Well, if you live in Des Moines, yes, or if you live in near Iowa, I think the best place, we have a few Sikh temples in Iowa. One is in West Des Moines, sort of near Valley Junction. And it's one of the – originally it was a Mormon church and it was then converted to a Sikh temple. And that's a great resource. And also we have another Sikh temple in Johnston and one more in Davenport.
Very nice.
But otherwise, just if you look up – if you go on the internet – And look up the Sikh Coalition. They're a great resource as well.
Sikh Coalition. And we will have a link for that in the radio blog. One other thing that is very troubling. Your faith group has been attacked on numerous occasions here in the United States. And one of the most memorable happened to be in Milwaukee, if I remember correctly. Can you speak to that?
Yes. In about 2012 in Oak Creek, Wisconsin, a gunman walked into a Sikh place of worship on our Sundays. We practice our worship on Sundays. And he walked in and he opened fired and he killed a number of Sikh individuals. But what was more interesting was that he actually shot a police officer numerous times. This police officer survived and now tells the tale of this incident and how he has been impacted by the Sikh faith as well. But it was a horrific incident that happened. And it's just another incident that we have to deal with. One more incident that just rings in my ear as well is that right only a few days after the attacks on September 11, there was a Sikh gas station owner who is planting flowers outside of his gas station in Mesa, Arizona, and was killed right there. And a lot of, and I mean, it's just a terrible, you know, situation.
Stunning. J.J. Kapoor, ladies and gentlemen, we will have this up on our radio blog as well. We're going to do something that probably we usually don't do. We're getting ready to go off the air. But I want to carry this conversation on for just a little bit longer. And so we will have Insight on Business extra for you immediately after our sign-off, okay? So that will be part of the radio blog, so you'll get a little bit more understanding of J.J. Kapoor, his faith, and also these amazing accomplishments that this young man has already attained through his ability of public speaking. And we'll ask him what his plans are for the future. I have a suspicion they are wide and great. All right, we're going to end this particular session. Thank you. You're going to stick around?
Yes, definitely.
You're going to stay with us, right?
Yes, for sure.
All right, so JJ's going to stick around. We will continue this conversation off air, but it will be part of our radio blog on the podcast. All right, for all of us associated with Insight on Business, the News Hour, Tyler Hackenmiller is our producer, as he is each and every night. The voice of Insight on Business, the News Hour, is Jimmy Olson. The liaison between our advertising agency and the Des Moines Radio Group is Mary Sayer. The program director for the radio stations is Patrick Wood. And the music that you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett, exclusively for the Business News Hour. For all those folks and our guests today, Senator Jack Hatch and also J.J. Kapoor, who you will hear in the Insight on Business Extra, should you listen to the podcast. My name is Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful evening. Be safe, be well, be careful most of all. Be good to your fellow man. Good night. Well, if you were with us earlier, we said that we would have a continuation of our conversation with J.J. Kapoor, the Turbinator, as we continue this Insight on Business Extra. And this is only available, of course, on our podcast that you're listening to right now. We were talking with J.J. Moments ago about his work in instructing and helping educate people about the Sikh faith. One of the things that we didn't get a chance to talk about in the very early point was this experiences that you've had traveling around the country, winning these very prestigious speech competitions. Tell us about where you've been and what you've been doing.
Well, yeah, I think ever since I was young, my father would play this game called Table Topics with me, where he would give me like a random topic. Anything as strange as potatoes, and I'd have to talk for like a minute without without any, you know, filler. And I just, when I used to play these games with my dad, I fell in love with speech. So I joined this speech and debate team at Valley High School. I have a great coach, David McGinnis. We have a wonderful time. And what he really instilled into me is this power that, you know, if you're able to speak, you can really amplify the voice of marginalized groups. And that's got me so in love with speech and debate. And so what I did was I knew that if I can travel to different tournaments, I can sort of bring a voice that many Sikhs in our community just don't have.
And here you are going to places like Harvard.
Right.
And Stanford? No.
Harvard and Emory.
Emory, come on.
Placed first at those tournaments.
So here's this guy from Iowa who wears a turban. Those two things at Harvard must be absolutely beyond the pale. I mean, people are going, who is this guy? Right?
Right, right.
From Iowa yet.
From Iowa has more.
Yeah.
I think people said, oh, we've seen Sikhs, but we haven't seen Iowans before. And so.
And they're going, this is a representation of Iowa? This is, how interesting is that? When your father was playing these word games with you, these opportunities for you to create on the fly, how did that help you in critical thinking?
I think it's so crucial nowadays in our generation. I think the only critical thinking we're exposed to is playing games on our phones and trying to critically think about how to send a message, a 150-character message on Twitter. Yeah. And that's the only critical thinking we have. But I think outside of texting and all of that kind of thing, public speaking is just so darn important because it's all about face-to-face interactions. And so what I learned was that just by speaking about topics for a minute at a time, or just by coming out in the community and just simply talking, I think that has instilled into me the sense of, wow, if you can change someone's perspectives just with words, if you can really just connect with that person.
And in connecting with people, one of the things I think many individuals fail to understand is one of the best parts of speaking in public is the ability to listen first. Would you agree?
I definitely would agree with that.
Yeah, because you need to connect. And if you're not actively listening to people, sometimes you can miss the point. Many people listen to a conversation thinking to themselves, okay, how am I going to respond, rather than really paying attention. True?
Very true.
Yeah, it is. His name is J.J. Kapoor, ladies and gentlemen. We're talking about his efforts to bring enlightenment to the rest of us when it comes to the Sikh faith. One of the curious things I think about your faith is we talked earlier in the first segment about being open and one God and the idea that everyone matters. It is beyond that a very peaceful religion. Would that be accurate?
Definitely.
Yeah. Yeah. And I can tell by your countenance and how you are speaking to me that that has really gotten into your soul.
And I think, you know, I thank you for that. I think that one thing that our first guru stated, his name was Guru Nanak Devji. And he said that before you can become a Muslim, a Hindu, a Christian, a Sikh, you must first become a human being. Mm. And I think that is something that has always been deeply woven into who I am and also into our faith.
You brought your mother along with you to the studio, which I think is very charming, and that's really cool. I want to ask you another question about home life. Do you have brothers or sisters?
I'm an only child.
You're an only child. Oh, you see, everything's on you, man.
Right.
You better do good. In my faith group, it is very common. I mean, it is what we do. We sit down at family meals all the time. I mean, it's very important on the Sabbath, the eve of Sabbath, that we sit down. We have a discussion, and meals can last quite a long time. Is there something similar in your faith?
Oh, my word, Michael, you're so on the point. What we do at 6 o'clock, every day, I get home from school and all of my extracurriculars and all of that good stuff, and I come home, and the chai is brewing on the stove. And my mom is cooking the chai, and my dad is getting together some cookies. And at 6 o'clock, we'll sit down and have tea time and watch Seinfeld. And we love Seinfeld. Oh, my word. I could talk to you about Seinfeld throughout this entire radio show today. But that is what we do. That's so similar to yourself.
Well, although we don't watch Seinfeld, but, you know, why not? Jerry's Jewish. I guess I work. Yeah. What are you going to do? I mean, you're an incoming senior at Valley High School. You are wise beyond your years. You have the ability to communicate with people that excels lots and lots of folks your age. What's in your future, you think?
You know, one of my good friends, his name is TJ Foley. He's a fellow friend of mine from Valley. And I ask him that question all the time. He's gone on to go to Harvard and all of that. But I always ask him, I said, you know, TJ, what do you want to become in your life?
Right.
And he always tells me, you know, JJ, it's not about who you want to become, but it's about what you want to do. And I think that what I want to do is continue to be a voice for marginalized groups like Sikhs in our community.
And others, perhaps?
And others. Oh, my word, for sure.
Yeah.
And I think that, you know, whatever career path that I do choose, that is something that I'm definitely so passionate about, is amplifying the voice of especially Sikhs in our community.
And given the temperature of what happens and is happening in our nation, that is more evidently needed today than it has been in many generations. Thank you, JJ, for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
JJ Kapoor, ladies and gentlemen, we will have links to all of the things that we talked about on the radio blog on this extra edition of Insight on Business, the News Hour. We'll go out with some music from our friend Roxy Copeland, who will be here in Des Moines coming up yet in June.
With your friends in the car. All that you ever do is tease me, baby. I don't mind.